You're listening to CFRC here at 101.9 FM. As always, broadcasting in the basement of Criller's Hall here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Your host, Rob Carnell, another edition of Saltwater Music. In fact, 2 years ago this week is when the first episode aired, so it's the 2-year anniversary show. The original time slot, Saturday nights, 10 to 11. And I do have the first clip from that show from 2 years ago. But first up, we're going to play Faded Blue. We're going to have an interview in a few minutes with Brian from the band. So here's Faded Blue here on CFRC. Just open up the show there with Faded Blue. That's their one single from the new CD that was called Turn It Up. And they're playing the Merchant Tap House tomorrow night. Opening act Cody Allen. That's tomorrow night at Merchant Tap House. And in case you're out of town on the long weekend, they're also back in town, luckily enough, on Wednesday, May 27th at Bar None, which is within walking distance of the station here. And we're lucky enough to have on the line for the 2-year anniversary of the show. Just by pure luck, we have Brian Page from Faded Blue on the line. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Rob.
So it's about halfway through the tour of Ontario so far, and how's it been going as of yet?
Oh, so far so good, I guess. You know, we've been doing a lot of traveling. We just got back from up north. We played some gigs in North Bay and Sudbury. And, yeah, so far so good. We've had a lot of fun so far, played some good gigs, but the best is yet to come.
Yes, playing a Merchant Tap House tomorrow. I know you said you've performed there before, and then you're back before the end of the month on the Bar None with the bar within walking distance of the station, the new ownership. So you got two gigs in Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
You have Cody Allen.
We did play Kingston once before, and it was just so great. They decided to come back once, but not once, but twice.
Where the CD just came out recently and have 10 tracks on it. So how was putting the album together?
Oh, it was hectic, to say the least. I mean, it's never easy to record an album, and you know, there's always things after the fact that you want to do different or you wish you could have done. But in the end, you know, we feel we got a good album out of it. We spent a whole year on the album. We recorded each song as we went over the span of a year, so roughly one song a month we'd record. And it literally took from August 2007 till August 2008 for us to record, so it was a long process, but we're really happy with the result.
You know, got to a lot of radio airplay out east, and though there were two of the songs were in the top 10 of the East Coast countdowns, I'm sure that helps out with the album.
Yeah, you know, that's all based on audience voting. And, I guess our fans out east and really the rest of Canada, because anybody can vote on eastcoastcountdown.com. They really helped us out and sent both of our singles, Turn It Up and Midnight Moonlight Trip, to number one. And both of them spent, I believe it was 2 or 3 weeks in the number one spot, so we were really, really excited about that.
And then luckily enough, with the website now, of course, fans all across Canada can get the CD. Just go to fadedblue.ca. I'm sure that helps a lot as opposed to the older days of putting a band together.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's, you know, as much as you want to sell your CDs off stage and you know, in CD stores, it's really helpful to have them available, you know, to anyone really throughout the world. I mean, you don't have to go to one of our shows, or you know, you don't have to have our CDs in your local CD store to get them. So it really helps us out. In fact, we've sold CDs, I mean, as far away as Spain, Germany. So it's really cool to see that, you know, the music somehow, some way is hitting that far away.
And I saw on the CD also had some collaborators. Had J.P. Cormier, Ian Sherwood, and Drumlin perform on the CD.
Yeah, it was really fun to do that. We had never really attempted anything like that before, and it was really a case by case scenario. The first one being Change, where we had Ian Sherwood come in and play some saxophone. It was just, you know, we heard the song and we just thought, you know, why don't we get Ian on this? And he's a good friend of ours, so he was really happy to do it, and it's really cool. I mean, he just recently won Musician of the Year at the Nova Scotia Music Awards. So, you know, it's good to have people of that caliber on your album. And also J.P. Cormier, to have him contribute some fiddle was really a privilege.
And so the fourth tour of Ontario the guy's been doing. So you said you've been doing, Ontario, and then moving your way back out east.
Yeah, well, we started the tour back the end of April in out east with some gigs in Halifax and a couple gigs in PEI, and then we hit the road from there, and we've been in Ontario now since May the 1st, and we're here. I think our last gig is in Ottawa on the 30th, so pretty much a month, a calendar month of touring. So it's long, but it's fun.
Yeah, a lot of miles on the the car or the bus, as it were.
Oh yeah, we put quite a few kilometers on our vehicle. We have we just drive an SUV with a trailer, so there's lots of room. But yeah, the kilometers definitely do creep up on us.
So when you record the CD, usually I ask the same question I've asked for a few musicians though: which song was the kind of the quickest to come together, or which one was the hardest to record?
Well, the easiest is track one, Turn It Up. It was the first one we had recorded for, or had written for the album, and we had already been playing it for, you know, 6 months or so before we recorded it. So that was really easy, but the hardest was most definitely the eighth track, Mamacita. It was... We showed up to the studio, and we didn't have a song ready to record. So our producer, Tim Feswick, sent us home, and we sat out on my cottage deck for an entire day, and we, just the four of us, hammered out a song, and we were lucky enough that it all came together in the end. We went into the studio the next day and recorded the song, and we were extremely happy with it.
I got the CD a few weeks ago, listened to it, a lot of great tracks on there.
Oh, thank you so much.
I know you and Tyler formed the band. It was originally called the Blue Mountain Gate.
That's, for some reason, that's a common misconception. It's we've always been called Faded Blue, but for some reason people think we used to be called the Blue Mountain Gate, but that was actually the name of our first album.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. I saw it there somewhere in the notes. I'm like, oh, I might as well write that down.
Somebody's spreading rumors,
yeah,
about it, I guess.
So I was put together the band. How many years ago was that now, would you say?
Oh, geez, too many to count now. It was about 5 years ago. Tyler and I have known each other for quite some time, and he just approached me one day and said, you know, started playing guitar, I have some songs written, you know, you want to start a band? And the rest is history. We've had many different people in and out of the group, but you know, it's always been Ty and I, and yeah, things are going strong now.
Yes, you can go to fadedblue.ca and find those links on cdbaby.com to purchase the CD online.
Yep, for sure.
So, guys, having any plans for another album in the next year or so, or just kind of gonna finish up the tour and relax when you get home?
You know, I think we're going to, pretty much finish out the tour, go home. We have, going to take her easy for a little while and just kind of rest and recharge, I guess you could say. And then we have some festivals and all sorts of shows out east that we have to do through the summer. So, you know, we're always thinking of next album, and we always want to write some more tunes. But, you know, when we're ready and, you know, when we feel we're up to the task of another album, we're definitely going to go back in and work on another one.
All right, Brian, well, thanks for joining us. I'll mention one more time, of course, tomorrow night, Saturday, May 16th, Merchant Tap House with Cody Allen. Mm-hmm. And for those who can't make that show, it's also Wednesday night, May 27th at Bar None. I'll mention that again closer to date of the show. So I'll play, is there a specific track you want to play up next? I'm going to play probably two or three.
Okay. Well, geez. Well, since we talked about it, I'd say track 8, Mamacita, the one we wrote on out on the deck would be a good start.
All right, I'll play that right now. So so hopefully a lot of listeners will stop by the Merch Tap House or Bar None and catch you guys this weekend or on May 27th. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
All right, thank you, Rob.
Thanks a lot.
Walking up and down the beach, I see you every day of the week. Come on, Mamacita, come on, let me see you some more. Her hips are shaking and she's blowing my mind. No matter what they say, she's gonna be mine. Come on, Mamacita, gonna have to see you again. The time has faded, I'm gonna make my move. Before the night turns into day, time has faded. I wanna make my move. I think I saw you look my way. She's not alone, but there's a look in her eye. I think she needs to be with some other guy. Come on, Mamacita, come on, let me see you some more. I'm gonna tell you when it's gonna be true. You caught my eyes, I was looking at you. Come on, Mamacita, gonna have to see you again. The time is fading, I wanna make my move. Before the night turns into day, the time is faded. I wanna make my move. I think I saw you look my way. I saw you look my way. wait until tomorrow. Just to have you catch my eye again. Catch my eye again. Time has faded. I wanna make my move before the night turns into day. So good to me. So good, so good, so good to me. She took me by the hand and showed me not to take more than I need. But that's the last thing that I remember. The rest feels like a dream. My hair was spinning, didn't know where I was. I wasn't moving. My heart was grooving to the beat, and I don't wanna come down. I don't wanna come down. I ain't lying, stars are flying, and I don't mind a bit, and I ain't faking. I was taken on a midnight moonlight trip. Good to me. So good, so good, so good to me. She took me by the hand and showed me not to take more than I need. But that's the last thing that I remember. The rest feels like a dream. My hair was spinning, didn't know where I was. I wasn't moving. My heart was grooving. Just like you and me, and be fine, like I used to be to be fine. Be fine. I wish you would just believe me and keep all your anger inside for just some time. Don't tell me let it go, 'cause I'm not gonna let it go. At the end of the fight, everything will be alright, I swear. I swear. Don't tell me let it go, 'cause I'm not gonna let it go. Ago, he called me just to say hello. He's just fine. He's just fine.
Last three songs by Faded Blue. The last one was If Everyone Believes featuring Drumlin before that, Midnight Moonlight Trip. And going back, we had Mamacita. That's the one Brian talked about. So now we have to take our commercial break for this hour, but we'll get the other two songs we were talking about a little bit earlier. Change, which is featuring Ian Sherwood, and One More Line featuring J.P. Cormier. So they're playing tomorrow night at the Merchant Tap House. Cody Allen opening for them, and I think before the end of the show I'll grab some of Cody's music off of MySpace. And for those of you not able to make tomorrow night's show with the long weekend which snuck up on me and I think many people might be going out of town tonight or tomorrow, they're back in Wednesday night, May 27th, so I'll remind everybody next week about that one. But yes, Bar None, which I forget what the former name of the bar was, but for those of you familiar in Kingston, it's the I guess the intersection of Princess and Division, where the Donair place is, Burger King, kind of the hub of all the bars. There's one Bar None, just the side beside where the Burger King side of the street, which is, I think right now, all torn up with construction. But you can walk, park somewhere around there and walk there. Well, hopefully, the at least some of the construction will be done by then, but knowing how construction works, probably not. So we'll play two more songs by the band, Faded Blue. You can go to fadedblue.ca as I line up the track. There, track three, Changed, One More Line. Then we'll take the commercial break, and then we'll get for the rest of the two-year anniversary show. I'm just going to play music for the rest of the time. So, oh yeah, and the clip from the first show sometime towards the end of the second hour. So here is more of Faded Blue here on Saltwater Music.
Forty-five hours
change, 'cause it won't. No, no. I'm gonna find it and tell you how I did and how I'm doing now. Tomorrow's another day. I'm gonna sit on my porch and scream out loud like I don't even care. If you've been running around singing the same damn song, then help me out. that takes us on our way.
I'm Teresa Ennis, and you're listening to CFRC in Kingston.
So spring has sprung, and you could spend the month of May listening to the chorus of Spring Peepers. But should you get a craving for live jazz, head on down to Monty's Lounge. Fridays from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., Monty's hosts live performances, starting with the Joyride Band on May the 8th, the Spencer Evans Trio on the 15th, the Dave Barton Quartet on the 22nd, and the Mike Myers Quartet on May 29th. Call 544-7474 for details. Monty's Lounge is located at 200 Ontario Street, right next door to the Tiernanog.
This is Sora, and you're listening to Saltwater Music on CFRC.
Whoa, 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 let me do the talking. I know you're still mad about Howard saying he doesn't talk to ducks. Brother Brian here to tell you about 3 hours of great bluegrass, Sunday a.m. 8 to 11. First 2 hours of gospel bluegrass, and then 1 hour of hard-driving grass for your listening pleasure. Throw in some weather, weird news, traffic reports, and feeble attempts at humor. Oh yes, and a duck as a co-host. And you have Brother Brian's Bluegrass Show on CFRC 101.9 on your FM dial, 90.9 cable, and CFRC.ca on the World Wide Web. Tune in!
Hey, this is Tim Baker from Hey Rosetta. You're listening to Saltwater Music.
Listen to Conductor's Corner every Sunday at 11 a.m. on CFRC Radio. Hosts Glenn Fast and David Notman present classical music with no stuffy pomp, just straight goods on orchestral and chamber music of the past and present. Hear the latest news about Kingston Symphony events and great music on CFRC Radio. 101.9 FM.
Hi, this is Melanie Sampson, and you're listening to Saltwater Music.
This summer, let the radio waves invade Montreal. CKUT is proud to host the annual National Campus Community Radio Conference, happening at McGill University and around the city of Montreal from June 7th to 13th. The NCRC is the annual conference of the National Campus Community Radio Association and brings together hundreds of radio broadcasters and media activists from all corners of Canada and Quebec. The conference will feature tech trainings, concerts, a barbecue on the mountain, an Indigenous radio stream, a women in radio stream, a spectacular closing night gala, and much, much more. Don't miss out on this exciting event. For complete conference details and schedule, to become a conference volunteer, and to register, check out our website at ckut.ca/ncrc or email ncrc2009@ckut.ca. See you at the NCRC this summer.
This is Radio Castle Pirates Alive.
And welcome back to CFRC. Almost all of the station IDs I've gotten over the past year or so. Still have the one Fergus O'Byrne. I'll play that in the second hour. It's one of the longest ones, and I have one of his latest CDs standing by. But first, we have Ian Foster, the only one I've interviewed so far twice for the show. Very first interview, I guess it was June 2007. Then last year, before he did a tour, another tour of Ontario. I got to see him in Toronto, and he's doing another tour of Ontario. This time he's going as far out as British Columbia, so it'll be a long tour this time for Ian. Not hitting Kingston as of yet, but he's been adding a few more dates. So I think right now the closest place is Toronto, Peterborough, and there's one, I'll have to find the exact, I never heard of the town before I saw it, but it was way north of Toronto. Well, I think about a half hour before you hit Toronto and head up north. From Kingston, it's actually easier just to drive to Toronto. And so far, of course, let's see if I got the CD. This is Ian's latest CD. It's been released, Room in the City. He does have one he's putting out in the next month or so, which we'll probably talk to him about. This is the luckily I got the actual CD, not the digital version. So I got the liner notes, and I was mentioned in the thank you part of it. So I think that deserves a few songs. Let's see, in the good company there. My name's there with Kevin Kelly from the Newfoundland Herald, Tony Wiseman from NTV, and Ron Hines, who co-wrote a song on this. I believe it is Decisions, which I'll play that. But first, I'll play some ones from earlier in the CD. If the Weather Holds and Map of a City. And I was talking about weather. It's kind of overcast right now. I was talking to Brian off air, giving him a heads up, and heads up for anybody tomorrow going out. Rain all morning, Saturday morning here in Kingston, and then thunderstorms all afternoon. So a horrible weather day tomorrow for Saturday. Sunday's supposed to be sunny, so, and I believe Monday as well for the long weekend if you have it off. So here is some Ian Foster here on Saltwater Music.
If the weather holds, we will walk under the dark clouds and not fear what may befall us, for we can never know. If the weather holds, I may see you in the distance, and right before my eyes a clear sky will start to show. If the weather holds, maybe you'll stand up from your table and dry the eyes you've cried out over wine and cigarettes. If the weather holds, maybe I'll hear your voice again from rooms we now left empty, saying words you now regret. You feel you could have been. Tell me, what are you worth, my love? And what are they selling you for? You feel you could have been true. Tell me, what are you worth, my love? And what is this worth to you? If the weather holds, I will look for you and others. Fading light of autumn along sidewalks grown cold. If the weather holds, I may make it back by nightfall with a walk that's new and careful along a path that's grown old. If the weather holds, I still brace against the wind that howls within the margins of this life that I move through. If the weather holds, maybe you'll close your eyes at sundown and think about finding an answer the way I think about finding you. You feel you could have been more. Tell me, what are you worth, my love? And what are they selling you for? You feel you could have been true. Tell me, what are you worth, my love? What is this worth to you? Tell me, what are we worth, my love? And what is this worth to you now?
doesn't hold, I will write the song that breaks you out of the downpour and into the light. If the weather doesn't hold, I will sing it to the windows and hope that it will float its way to you in the night. You feel you could have been more. Tell me, what are you worth, my love? And what are they selling you for? You feel you could have been true. Tell me, what are you worth, my love? And what is this worth to you? Tell me, what are you worth, my love? And what is this worth to you? Tell me, what are we worth, my love? Lunch in a cafe when I was still in bed. You had tea mid-afternoon. I had you in my head. You and I trace a map of the city with our parallel footsteps and an emptiness. Up in the East End last night on my breath. You woke up still downtown, nothing of you left. I drove back on the outer ring while you were walking home. My tired eyes on a steering wheel, your footsteps on their own. An emptiness.
body. Just half a room away. Just half a room away. Just half a room.
Last three songs by Ian Foster. That one was Decisions. That was co-written with Ron Hines. You can hear Ron in the background there. And before that, Map of a City. And going further back, If the Weather Holds, from his CD Room in the City. Go to ianfoster.ca. And I was looking up the tour dates. Not till July. It's in the one town of South River, Ontario, which is on the west side of Algonquin Park. And if you want to drive from Kingston, it would take you 5 hours and 11 minutes, according to Google Maps. Yes, you drive all the way to Oshawa, take a right, and then drive for another 136 Ks. So that's a long trip, yeah. It's just easier just to go to, let's see. Closest right now would be Toronto, July 11th. Guelph is a little bit further, July 12th. Back in Toronto, July 13th. Oakville, July 16th, South River, July 18th, and then from July 18th, South River, next stop, as of right now, July 24th, Vancouver. That's a bit of a trip, yes. A lot of tour dates in BC, and then up until August, and then nothing planned right now till October. I'm sure I'll do a few more dates on the way home. I think last year, I remember met Ian after the show, he drove, it was a solo tour, so just him and his car drove all the way from St. John's, came through East Coast, Quebec, all the way to Southern Ontario, Toronto, and turned around, went all the way back. And a week later, his car broke down after he got back home to St. John's. So luckily, he got all the way back without any car trouble. Died when he got there, but it's better than dying on the the highway somewhere in Trans-Canada. So now, we've got about 5 minutes left in the first hour. We'll play... Load up the song here. We'll play my lesson in geography as I was looking at Google Maps there. So here's Ian Foster, lesson in geography here on CFRC.
We're recording now.
Take a greyhound into the sun, map out a broken hearted run, a lesson in geography. Go off the tracks in Ottawa, the place where lawmen make the law. At least I make my way for me. I'm seeing those displaced and holding on, those in place and almost gone, as I make my way out west. Seeing people splayed across the shield, acting like their fate's a seal, it's hope put to the test. We come apart in time. I met a girl locked in by land, looking for a coastal hand, lying her way back to the sea. Together we drifted like a boat, she was wrapped around me like a coat, and we still froze eventually. Yeah, we came apart in time. I have looked into some eyes, seen a light I can't describe. I guess that's our poetry. But in everyone I meet under their skin, it's midnight like it's always been. And baby, that's just biology. Yeah, we come apart in time. Thing that separates us from those still known as great, as we know just how hard it is to try. There's a thousand songs inside my head, now I'm singing what I should have said. Hearted run, a lesson in geography. Yeah, lesson in geography. Yeah, lesson in geography.
Almost at the top of the hour, so I'm going to play one more song by Ian. This is from the new CD. I don't know if the entire one is instrumental, but I mentioned before, it was recorded in the month of February as part of the record production challenge. So this is a soundtrack to a movie that does not exist. So this is a bit of a kind of a departure from those last two albums. So this is a song called Annabelle Speaks to the Devil, kind of a 80s synthesizer, kind of early U2 feel to it. So here's Ian Foster here on CFRC.
Thank you.
was Ian Foster with Annabelle Speaks the Devil. I guess slightly different than the other songs I was playing there.